Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Pamela Davis. I need to cancel an install scheduled for Monday.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for the order in our database. I do apologize to you for this delay.
It's okay. I don't have some kind of number, but they found it by my phone number, I think.
Okay, I understand. And I'm just getting over to where I can search for the order with the phone number, and I apologize for this
Okay.
delay.
No problem.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
480-209-7874.
That was 480-209-7874.
Correct.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay. Yet. Is that the H number? Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's see here.
Do you need the purchase order? Will that help?
Oh, no, ma'am. I believe I have just located the order. This order is for Pamela Davis at
yes.
8676 East Larkspur Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260,
yes.
Primary phone 480-209-7874, with an email of physiancexec@AOL.com. Is this correct?
That is correct, Miles. You got it 100%.
Thank you. And I am showing, of course, that you are scheduled for April 13th. And you stated you wanted to cancel that, or did you want to reschedule?
So let me say this. The washer dryer that I purchased initially will not fit in the space. So I'm here at Home Depot to purchase another washer dryer.
Oh, okay. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and put this in a status that would allow Home Depot the ability to further assist you with the order. Let's see here.
So I'm going to still need, you know, the install, but just not with the machines that I had originally ordered.
Oh, I understand.
So don't cancel the install for Monday just yet.
Oh, well then I'm not canceling it. I'm just going to leave it as I'm just going to leave the order as it is, but
well, do they need to know which kind of machine it is that's going to be installed? Do they need to know that?
Well, typically Home Depot would have their home delivery team deliver product, and then our guys would go out to install. But it looks like on this order, it indicates that our technicians are to deliver the products. And
that's
we're
right.
Showing,
that's why I got confused. Uh-huh.
And Home
yeah.
Depot would have to modify the order in order to indicate, you know, the correct products.
Okay. So they're going to do that because I'm right here with Home Depot and I'm in the appliance section right now.
Okay, yeah. So they'll
want to
go ahead and create a new installation PO with the correct products on the order. If they need to create a new installation PO with the correct products on the order and put the necessary fees on the order to have our guys pick up the product from the store, if that's what they're intending for us to do. And, you know, just basically recreate.
What we're going to do, Miles?
Yeah, they'll just have to recreate.
We'll just cancel everything. We'll just cancel everything and they'll start from the beginning again. Okay.
Well,
it's the best thing.
We should leave this order like it is, then let them create the new order. And then when they create the new order, they can note the order that, you know, this was created due to the issue with the other order's products not fitting. However, the customer would like to keep the date of April 13th. And then
Tom told me that it will take longer because they have to order parts. He just told me. So I can't expect the 13th. So we'll probably have to cancel it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he just told me.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put this in the status that I would put this in if we were canceling it on our end, except I'm not canceling it. I'm just putting it into a status that would allow Home Depot more freedom with the order. Let's see here. Okay, so I have that taken care of. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. Again, it was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.